Lafayette Village Council meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge and prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Please be seated. Roll call.
Chaney.
Here.
Maurer.
Yes.
Bordenkercher.
Yes.
Fortune.
Yep.
Lusk.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Okay, you've all previously been provided with a copy of the December 17th, 2018 regular council meeting minutes. There are no corrections, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion approved.
Second.
Maurer.
Yes.
Bordenkercher.
Yes.
Chaney.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Lusk.
Yes.
Fortune.
Yes.
Okay, and you've also previously been provided with the special council meeting minutes of January 7th, 2019. If there are no corrections to those minutes, I'll entertain a motion to approve them.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Fortune.
Yep.
Lusk.
Yes.
Maurer.
Yes.
Bordenkercher.
Yes.
Chaney.
Yes.
Okay, under correspondence received from the Coshocton and Fairfield Licking Perry Solid Waste District with a survey of municipalities and townships, I completed that and submitted it. They're basically, we're asking for a lot of trash questions and recycling, and since we use the county, it was simply indicating that the local residents pay for their own trash and pick it up, and all the recycling is done through the county. Also received very interesting facts. It's 10 pages in length, and it looks real official. It's talks about donations to the village, so on and so forth. And this was sent to the solicitor for review, and this 10-page document is a scam. So that's also will be available with the fiscal officer's files.
Where'd that come from?
Was it fax?
Came by fax.
Used by fax.
And see if I can find the name of it. But it came from a Cynthia Milford Mills, and talks about a Los Angeles Superior Court document case, but that's all it says. It's passport pictures and everything. I mean, it looks really official, but when I reviewed it, it just smelled bad, so I sent it on and I was right. So. Okay, that's all the correspondence I have. With us tonight, we have Boy Scout Troop 419 who are earning their merit badge and citizenship in the community, and they're here to attend the council meeting and observe, and so I understand they may want to interview some folks after. So 419, welcome, and if you have questions after, please feel free to ask. We'll be happy to answer any of those questions after we complete the meeting. All right, thanks for coming. Okay, let's go to department reports. Fire.
Well, I'll try to make this brief tonight since Barry got a pretty good agenda. We have a new volunteer that wants to join the department. We've done his background checks and went through. Everything looks good. His name is Dylan Scheffler. council to vote and approve him if possible.
How old is he, Darren? How old is he?
Twenty-six, I believe.
Does he have any car training?
No. There's a 36-hour basic coming up at Northside, starts the end of the month. We want to get him into that training class.
I'll make a motion that we move on.
Second.
Mauer?
Yes.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Thank you. December calls last month, we had 14 total calls, two fire calls, two medical assists, three power lines down, one smoke and odor removal, four good intent calls, and two false calls. Village of West Lafayette, eight calls total, Clinton Township one, Oxford three, and White Eyes two. And 91 firefighters respond for a cost of $865. Worked 40 hours on emergency calls and volunteered 20 for vehicle maintenance and training. Year-to-date fire loss is $99,220. Total call history, year-to-date, we had 162 calls in 2018. 158 in 2017. Passed everybody the annual fire report. I'm sure the mayor will go over some of that later. If anybody has any questions, just ask me after the meeting. I won't go on through it.
Anybody have any questions?
Damon, what I was going to ask was, I just got the word from Chad that you guys are okay with having the meeting this Wednesday coming.
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure he was all right with it.
The only other thing I got is the grant we received for our infrared masks. The mask has arrived after our meeting on Wednesday. Finley Fire will have to do the training with those, and we will get those installed in 9 of the firefighters' masks. So they'll be in service this week.
All right. Thank you. The annual report, I will talk about that, and I'll mention at this point before we go any further. The State of the Village address will be after citizens' comments at our next council meeting, and I'll address the annual reports from both police and fire in that report. Fiscal officer.
We had our finance meeting tonight, and I presented the December's end of the month reports as well as the end of the year for 2018, the figures, and the certificate that was presented to the auditor's office with the final funds. Have a safety council meeting on Thursday that I'll be attending, and I've also been working on the health insurance for the village employees. We had a meeting last Thursday afternoon where our insurance rep, Mike Zalewski, came and sat down with all the employees and went over all of the benefits for the medical, dental, and vision insurance, so everybody has a very good understanding of what type of coverage they have. So I felt that it was a very good meeting. There were a lot of good questions that were asked and answers given, so I think that was a success. So that's all I have.
I'll mention, Chris is going to talk about it, but I was very pleased with our financial carryover this year. It's the best that we've had in years. So a lot of it is water and sewer, but it's still it's a good picture. Please.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For the month of December, our accident reports were 2, criminal complaints 151, criminal arrests 11, domestic complaints 2, no felony cases. We did 124 follow-ups. We had 13 traffic arrests. We had 34 stops. Issued 27 warnings. Speed warning issues were 7. Citations issued were 2. Miles driven 1,818, and gallons of gas consumed was 221.88. And then in our offenses investigated, we had a theft without consent, and receiving stolen property, and we netted one arrest out of those. At this time, I'd like to bring to your attention an accommodation that we received from Chief Hill in regards to Corporal Eppleberry. States Officer Morgan, on November 26, 2018, a laundry room fire was called in at the Dehurst facility. When the first truck arrived on scene, at the rear of the building. Officer Morgan was already helping with the evacuation and the safety of the residents. Furthermore, he assisted the staff and the residents into the rehab building in order to provide safety and to get the residents out of the cold. Officer Morgan went above his required duties and is greatly appreciated by all involved. Signed, Fire Chief Glenn Hill.
Awesome.
Any questions? Okay, thank you.
Solicitor's not here tonight. He'll be here at the next council meeting for the State of the Village address. Village Administrator.
So I have a few things in resolutions tonight, and I can explain those. First, out here on Main Street, there's been a request right outside of the music depot. There's a handicap sign there. We have two options to either move that a little further down, more towards like where the Shake Shop is, or add another handicap sign. There's a guy who lives in one of those buildings. He's handicapped, has braces on his legs, has a really hard time walking right now. The mother called me today, and she said that the way people are parking there, the one outside of the music depot is like the last spot, and people take it up to where you can't park behind them because you can't park on that corner right here. She said that the other day, the whole side of the road was taken up, and even up until the handicap spot, she had to park across the street and carry him across the road. He's 170 pounds, so she said it was very difficult in dodging traffic while trying to carry him. So all she's asking is either we move it a little bit closer to their home or add another handicap sign there.
And which would you think would be best to do? Move it or put another one up?
I think moving it down would suffice, so it's pretty much
painted or is it already?
Nothing's painted on there. It would just be the sign on the side of the road.
So saying we move it up to them and mark it so that
there's no the sign
we
doesn't
could do
say
that too.
The sign doesn't say a $250 fine or something like that on it.
No, but the way the sign is it's like the very last
it's
spot
too
here
far away.
And people just it's too far away to begin with, but the way people park is they kind of like take up half of it. And then the rest of it, like, she can't even pull behind them because then she could get a ticket for being in a no parking zone.
So would you prefer to move it then? Or
moving it would be our best option.
I'll make a motion to just move it down.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Can we move it down and then can we paint parking lines?
For just the handicap.
For just the handicap in there?
Yeah, I can do that.
That way I paint them over it.
Give them enough room.
Their side.
Yep, I can do that. Okay.
I make a motion we move it and paint blue stripes.
Second.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Luss?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, the next thing I have, the Johnson Street Sewer Project. They're moving along. They've been out there every day for the past few weeks. They've had almost all of the main line in the ground in that back alleyway portion of it, so that's moving along. There was a concern raised about ownership of the lateral lines, so went back and talked with OPWC and the engineering firm. We decided to break out the payment of the laterals on its own, so it would be separate and paid directly to the contractor, and it won't cost us any more, and it's better this way to avoid any conflict. The homeowners will repay this as we originally planned in the project. So instead of that being in the loan, it's going to be broken out separate, and it's still the same project. We're just paying for it a little bit differently. So instead of loan, we're paying it up front. So you'll see that in resolution later. Also, the park project, that application has to be submitted by February 1st. I do have that in a resolution as well to submit that application. We are just putting in for the first phase the walking path itself. At some point we are going to discuss probably later in a park board meeting. You can offset the amount of cash you put forward if you have volunteers to help put some things in. So if someone wanted to build like a raised garden box, that would be considered us fronting with volunteer funds instead. So we'll talk more in the park board meeting, but right now we're just gonna put in for the walking path itself. That will be the first phase. And then the other resolution tonight is for USDA. That is for, it would be rifles and vehicles that we discussed earlier in the year. We're just gonna be putting in for 2019. I can start the application, which is like 11 pages, and then what they're gonna do is give us the options off of that application. So you'll be informed once we put in for it to say if we're eligible or not for those funds. And I think that is all I have tonight.
All right, let's go ahead and do committee reports. Buildings and property?
Nothing at this time.
I have one thing to talk about. The residents of 217 East Main, the Chapelain residents. On December 3rd, I sat down with Mr. Chapelain, and we issued him another preliminary citation, giving him 30 days to submit his plan for abatement. On January 4th, that did not happen. However, last week, he came into my office when I wasn't there and gave a verbal report that I've got. I've discussed it with the chief. We have two options. We can file charges in the municipal court, but with the verbal report, the judge, he has indicated, will most likely just send him back and give him time to fix it. The other option is that we give him time, sit down with him and give him so many days, suggesting 10 days, to show his contracts for what he said he will do. It's basically replacing the roof on his garage, and he's got to put new trusses on it, new roof, and give him like 10 days to produce a contract. If he produces that contract, and we'll give him a reasonable period of time to get the work done. If at 10 days it doesn't happen, then we start citing him on a daily basis.
And he did pick up a building permit. He just didn't turn it in yet. So
it's up to this body what you want to do.
Well, I tried to help him out for a while there, and it got to the point where we do everything ourselves. And I told him, asked him about when he's going to get the roof fixed on the garage stuff. He said early in this fall, where he never touched anything. So I'm just more or less staying, and it's time to put the hammer down.
If we cite him in the court, though, the judge will probably just send him back. Where the chief and I talked about the thought is if we can give him 10 days to come up with a contract, if he doesn't do that, we'll have much more strength in the court.
Mm-hmm.
While you're on that subject, I still wonder what he's going to be doing with the hardware store.
That's a discussion we'll have next. I'm already beheaded.
Yeah.
I'm sort of worried about that a little bit because you just leave it.
I'm worried as you'll find out. Let's address this issue first.
The judge is just going to send it back to us, then we might as well just do the 10 days that way.
10 days to have the contract?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody in favor of that?
Does the building and property need to have a meeting with them? Or?
Not at this point. It's really beyond that. You guys have made the decision. It's just how we enforce it now.
Okay.
Can I have a motion to proceed in that respect?
I'll make a motion to do that.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
The chief and I will meet with him this week sometime. Get that started. Next issue deals with 101 West Main, which is his business. I noticed on Friday, and looking in the front of the building, that the interior ceiling is collapsing. I have consulted with our solicitor on the matter, and I'm waiting for a response back to him. And we're looking to see if we can get the fire chief in to conduct an inspection and to determine where we go from there. If we take the efforts, and this, we got to confirm a few things with our solicitor. If we take the efforts and we condemn the building, becomes our responsibility to tear it down at our cost. I'm going to try to take a friendlier approach, providing our solicitor does, to try to get him to take some actions. I also believe there's concerns for the health department as well. Heather and I were over today looking inside. There is all kinds of indication of rodents in the building. The ceiling, like I said, is collapsing. If you go look in the front door, it's very visible. Mm-hmm. I'm really concerned if we get a heavy snow, if the water is coming from the first floor through the second floor and bringing out the ceiling, what's the weight of a heavy snow going to do? I don't know. It does cause some concerns, both from a safety standpoint as well as a health standpoint. And we may have to coordinate county health to be involved with it as well. So at this point, until I hear back from the solicitor, I'll get in touch with you as soon as I hear back with them. We may need a buildings and property meeting at that standpoint. But at this point, as far as enforcement goes, if we can get the inspection and get in, and then we'll have to determine where we go from that point.
That's a commercial building, isn't it?
It is.
So can we get can the building authority do an inspection on it?
It's not an open business.
Pardon?
It's not an open, active business. It's just a building.
They're only going to sign off on an occupancy permit.
Okay.
The rest of it is up to us. And as I understand, the person who has the authority to make the final call is our fire chief.
For buildings and properties, all of the trees have been taken down except for one. He has been cited into court. I don't know what came of that, but that's the last one, so everyone else has been complied with what they had. So
as soon as I hear from the solicitor, he was going to try to get back to me if he could before a council meeting, but I haven't gotten an email yet. I talked to him Friday, again over the weekend, and today. And he's researching the state fire codes as far as the ability to enforce getting in on an inspection, so we're waiting for that. Okay, community business development.
Nothing at this time, Mayor.
Community relations.
Nothing at this time.
Water exploration.
No, we've met, last time was on the 3rd of January, discussed needs for documents. We have had our first negotiation meeting, went okay, more to come.
Okay. Finance.
Well, finances look great, so.
It's what?
They look great.
They do?
Yeah.
It's the
first of the year, we've got money.
We clean slate.
So.
Ask that same question in November.
Yeah, really. So, yay! And I do need approval for end of the month for December.
Cash summary.
Cash summary.
Motion to approve December's cash summary.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Nothing from fire dependency ordinance?
Nothing at this time, Mayor.
Park Board.
Nothing at this time.
Planning Commission.
Nothing at this time.
Public Safety.
Public Safety, nothing at this time. I do have a meeting coming up.
Public Works.
Nothing at this time.
Records has nothing. Rules have nothing. However, I have asked, the three department heads, being the village administrator, the fiscal officer, and the police chief, to sit down and review the village handbook. We haven't made any updates for 2 years, so I've asked them throughout the first quarter to have a review done and be postured to come to the rules committee with any recommended changes or updates.
Is there any do we have to have a 5-year plan made up for the storage tanks for water? Aren't they supposed to have a 5-year plan so they can go in and clean them and stuff?
Oh,
yeah.
That'll be done this year.
Okay, just checking.
Okay, we've got an ordinance and a couple resolutions to address. First one is ordinance 2019-01, an ordinance establishing the 2019 pay and benefit schedule for the Village of West Offutt, repealing ordinances and resolutions in conflict therein. In reviewing this, was determined that the clothing allowance had errors in it as far as it reflected upon the police department. So that's on page 10. And it's updated, and this will just have its first reading for tonight. These were discussions that were had during the appropriations process with department heads, and they were missed in developing this ordinance. So they're basically increasing the PD clothing allowance from 500 to 700, and
the part-time
PDs will change as well. From
it was 150.
150 to 250. And so that's the first reading. It'll go for three full readings. Next is resolution 2019-02, a resolution authorizing the Village of West Lafayette to prepare and submit an application to participate in the United States Department of Agriculture Federal Assistance Program and to execute contracts as required and declaring an emergency. I believe this is the one you spoke to, Heather.
Mm-hmm.
And this does contain the emergency clause.
Make a motion to suspend the rules.
Second.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lust?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lust?
Yes.
Next is resolution 2019-03, a resolution authorizing the Village of West Lafayette to prepare and submit an application to participate in the Ohio Department of Natural Resources Recreation Trails Program and or Clean Ohio Trails Fund and to execute contract as required and declare an emergency. This is for the application for the walking trail at the park.
Motion to suspend the rules.
Second.
Fortune?
Yep.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes. Motion to adopt.
Second.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Next is resolution 2019-04, a resolution to approve purchase order 19071 to William Albert Incorporated, a then and now purchase order. An amount of $554.95. Water tap done at East 6th and Fair Street.
Was the sand left over from that, or was that an additional?
That was additional.
Okay. Was it absolutely needed that day, or could have waited for a PO?
It was in between our closeout for the year and the start of the new year.
Don't want to go on a slippery slope one day now, so just keep an eye on it.
Yes.
Motion to suspend the rules.
Second.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Wheeler?
Yep.
And resolution 2019-05, a resolution to amend the 2019 permanent appropriations ordinance 2018-68, adding funds in the amount of $68,625. This is the sewer fund project that Heather discussed. It does have the emergency clause.
Motion to suspend the rules.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Motion up.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Okay, moving on to other business. The first thing that we need to do is to elect the council president pro tem. Council members, you will need to nominate one of your members and determine who you will have as your council president pro tem. Craig has been that for 2 years. Floor is open for nominations.
I'll nominate Councilwoman Maurer, president pro tem.
Second.
Any others?
More than me.
Maybe you wanted to.
Yay.
Okay.
Okay. Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You don't make any more money.
I know.
Just be more headaches.
You also have before you the list of committees for this year. There's been a few changes, not many, to the committee list. I will, since Chris has been elected as your council president pro tem, I will get this retyped and in everybody's box in the next day or so. The Christmas, I left that committee on there. And as we get closer, those of you who are on that committee, I want you to think real hard about that for next year. And I'd like to see a lot of citizen involvement. So that's just food for thought. It's a long ways off, but something to think about. Okay. From the Planning Commission, the commission stayed the same with the exception of Mr. Ronhausen was on here. Dave Rogers replaces him, and you all have a copy of that. The Zoning Board of Appeals, I left it intact, reappointed Richie Carpenter to a one-year term and Dennis Cabot to a two-year term. And as you look at that, you'll see when their terms expire. That was never on there until last year, and we'll keep that on there. And then, the West Lafayette Village Tax Review Board was put in place about 5 years ago. It's never done anything, may never do anything, but it is something that we're required to have. They're there to appeal any, to hear any appeals of someone who doesn't like a decision that was made within the, by Reader or tax administrator in that respect. Previously on there was Damon Gold was the mayor's appointment. Council appointment, Tim Dickerson, who no longer lives in the village, so we have to reappoint that. And then council appointment was Susan Shuck. I have talked to both her and Damon. They're both willing to stay on the committee. That leaves one opening. I only had one person who indicated to me that they were interested in it, and that was my wife. If you have other folks, I'd certainly entertain that appointment. That's your appointment to fill, but we do have to fill it, whether we do it tonight or we do it next council meeting. We have to have this position functional, even though it may never ever, it's been in place for 5 years and it's never had the first meeting, so.
Off my head.
No, I don't either.
wouldn't even know who would be interested.
I found Susan Chuck last time, you guys are up.
I had Tim, so.
Like I said, my wife Gwen's willing to do it, if you wanna put her in there, that's totally up to you guys.
That's fine.
Yeah, fine with me, good drive, if we ain't got nobody else interested.
This is the way it is, I'll entertain a motion to approve this. Mayor's appointment would be Damon Gold, council appointment Gwen Bordenkircher, and council appointment Susan Chuck. Entertain a motion to approve that committee, or that board.
Motion to approve.
I'm not gonna motion to approve it.
Second.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm still my thunder.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yeah.
Lusk?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Abstain.
Chaney?
And that,
Yes.
that will be typed up and presented to everybody as well.
That's the easiest job you've ever had, isn't it?
It was, I mean.
Alright, we need to, you have in front of you a copy of the rules for notification of meetings. I went through this procedure ever since I've been elected. I would just like you to officially adopt the rules for notification. So I would ask for motion to adopt the rules of notification. This is a you acknowledging that you have an obligation anytime you have a meeting, even though Amy will make those notifications, but I want a motion to approve those as they are presented.
Motion approved.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Mauer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
And finally, you have the rules of council. And again, just want you to acknowledge the rules and same ones that we've had for many years. I ask for a motion to adopt and approve those rules for the next year.
Motion to approve.
Mauer?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yep.
Chaney?
Yes.
And Chris, if you ever have the misfortune to sit in the chair, these are your Bible. Okay, let's see. Tomorrow, Heather and I will be attending a meeting at the city of Stockton to meet with their engineers and listen to a presentation about where they are at with the engineering design as far as the water from Stockton, and we'll be able to report back to the committee tomorrow evening as that committee has a meeting. So with that said, committee chairs, anybody want to schedule any meetings?
Do we have to wait for Brett before we do ours? Do we need
for our park board?
Park board. Do we need to?
Should you we can schedule one, but I would schedule it out. You may have to change it because I really, because some of the topics that need to come up, we need a legal opinion before you really ought to address them.
Public safety have one on the 16th at 7 o'clock. Just reminder, police chief, would you want a meeting come back sometime?
Not this time.
You're satisfied, huh?
So next week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like next week.
You can take a shot.
Say you're satisfied.
16th. Yes, but it was changed because there was a 21st. Water meeting that day.
Monday
it
or
was
Tuesday.
Changed to the fire department. Didn't notify you guys. Did I forgot?
Right.
I forgot.
I thought
that.
I missed it.
No, you did all right. Just
yeah,
you
I'm good. Monday or Tuesday.
Park board Monday
park
or Tuesday.
Board Monday or Tuesday.
Of what month?
Next Monday or Tuesday, the 21st or 22nd.
On the
16th. After 6.
Well, that's fine. Does that
like at 6 or you need like 6:30?
I get off at 6. So I can be here by 6:30.
So 6:30. What day? Tuesday?
What's that date?
22nd.
22nd? 6.
I'm off on Wednesday and Thursday. That works for either.
Any better?
6:30.
We have.
Got a whole calendar full of stuff.
Well, you wanna do it Wednesday?
He can't do Wednesday.
Okay, he can't do Wednesday. Well,
no.
Our meeting's not, oh, never mind.
We're good Tuesday.
We're at the shop on Wednesday.
At Thursday,
I'm out of town.
Depending on the weather, I have.
I'm in Mansfield Monday.
Okay, so Monday or Tuesday?
Do it Tuesday.
Tuesday, 6:30.
Tuesday, 6:30.
Okay, 6:30, Tuesday, park board.
Yep.
Chris, as soon as I hear from Brett, I'll pass it on to you. I don't know whether he'll need to be here, he may be able to answer the question quite simply, so.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Let's go ahead and schedule the water expiration on the 22nd at 7:30. We can cancel if we need to, but let's get on the boat.
7:30?
Yeah, after the park.
Anybody else? Okay, I got public safety the 16th at 7:00. Park board the 22nd at 6:30. Water 22nd at 7:30. 7 or 7:30?
7:30 on the 22nd.
7:30. That it? Bill's been around?
Yes.
Most to pay the bills.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Gordon Kirker?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Gordon Kirker?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yeah.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep. Never any shortage of speed there.
No.
All right, you guys, the scouts, if you want to talk to any of these folks up here, now is the time.
What did I do to you?
When I get it all typed up.